Hi, I'm Lori Pickens, a photographer and photo educator. I'm passionate about helping photographers just like you get profitable and productive in their own businesses. As a mom to three kiddos, I know how hard it can be to juggle all the demands of life. But I also know that it's possible to have a successful business and a happy family. And that's why I created Photo Goals, a podcast for creative business owners who want to learn tangible steps to automate their business through workflows, systems, tools, and strategy in order to go from scattered to streamlined with purpose. On each episode, I'll share simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use. No fluff, just the good stuff. I can't wait to help you achieve your photography goals. Let's do this. Welcome back to Photo Goals. Today, we are merging two powerful forces, the art of photography and the science of habit formation, specifically with tips from the best-selling book, Atomic Habits, by James Clear. Many photographers and small business owners dream of achieving big goals, but the daily grind, you know, just day-to-day life can start to feel overwhelming. And today we're going to explore how Atomic Habits can help you break down those goals into manageable habits that transform your daily life and your photography business. So the core concepts, at its heart, Atomic Habits revolves around the idea that small incremental changes done consistently can lead to significant results over time. You know, it's this idea that a 1% increase over a certain amount of time will lead to big impact and big changes and progress towards your goals, towards improvement. So let's translate this into photography and to creative small business owners. First, we want to focus on the system, not necessarily the goal. So instead of just aiming for the perfect shot or the perfect wedding image or senior rep program, you're going to prioritize building habits that support consistently shooting, practicing different techniques, and reviewing your work critically to make improvements, to make the changes that you want to see. So we want to make tiny tweaks, start small, instead of just a complete, oh, I hate my work, I'm going to completely rethink the way I shoot, the way I look at light, the way I pose my clients, anything like that. You want to focus on adding just small incremental changes. So maybe this looks like adding a 15-minute editing session to your daily routine where you try something new, where you try a technique or a style that you've seen that you wanted to work towards. Maybe this is dedicating an hour each week to learning a new skill, a new light, a new process. Building photography habits for success. We can apply the principles from the book Atomic Habits towards what we do in photography. The number one way that I recommend that you improve your photography work is what I always call Project 365, but it's basically this idea of a daily photograph, a daily capture. Commit to taking at least one intentional photograph every day, no matter how ordinary the subject is. This keeps your creative muscles engaged. It hones your observation skills. I think that was one of the biggest things that I learned the first year that I did Project 365 is, you know, when you're shooting every single day, you run out of ideas. You exhaust your kids. No, just kidding. You exhaust your list of things that you wanted to shoot, that you wanted to take the time to do. And you start thinking, oh, what am I going to shoot today? And you start to notice the light that falls on a wall at a certain time of day. You see the reflection of something in your countertop. You just start to notice more things and think, huh, maybe I could shoot that today. Maybe I could shoot that tomorrow. You observe your world differently when you're constantly looking for inspiration. Next, practice makes perfect. You want to dedicate some time each week to practicing specific techniques. Experiment with lighting, composition, post-processing techniques in a controlled environment. So maybe you can incorporate this as part of your Project 365. Maybe this looks like 10, 15 minutes that you add to each end of each client session that's just for you. I know a lot of times, like if I get a new lens baby wand or a lens that I want to practice with, I will, you know, if my client session is an hour,
I'll take 10, 15 minutes at the end of the session, additional past their time of what I've already promised to them, and say, hey, would you mind if I also shoot a few pictures on film today? Would you mind if I try a couple of manual focus things with this new lens that I have? Making sure that they know, in case I am slower, in case it is, takes me a little longer to do the certain things that I need to do, that I'm not taking anything away from their client gallery or the things that I have promised them. But sometimes even just that creative freedom can make magic, because you're allowing yourself to practice something that you're excited about, that you're allowing yourself to try something new. Sharpen your skills. So scheduling regular time to review your work, to actually sit down and think, what do I love about this image? What would I have changed if I had gone slower and had more control over the scene? I know there's an exercise called 10 for 10 that I love to do. It's a great exercise to do really once a year or something like that, where you pick 10 of your favorite images and you pick 10 just images that you love from other photographers, from other resources that inspire you. And maybe you put a theme of, what did those images have? You know, for me, I know a lot of times I see the use of lines and repetition. I like multiple exposures. I like images that look like they're multiple exposures, or at least that they have lots of depth that you're trying to figure out, where did that portion of the thing come from? It's just that it's a neat exercise to sit down and do, comparing what you love about your favorite images, what is consistent themes that you see there, and then also what are you drawn to in other people's work that maybe you can do, that you have the skills and talent to do, but you just don't think about in the moment. You can also read tutorials, watch educational videos, or join online communities for feedback and inspiration. I know I talk a lot about the Click community that I love so much and that I'm a mentor for, but they have this whole resource of tutorials. And what I love to do is I go on and I find one tutorial that just speaks to me or that I'm inspired by, and I practice it for a week. So I go find a shooting tutorial and what they talk about, and then I try that for a whole week. Or if it's an editing video, I, every day for 10 minutes or whatever time, small increment of time that you can carve out towards that idea, and you do it. Maybe it's a business one. Maybe it's a client communication kind of thing. And every day for 10 minutes, you're going to go and you're going to work towards whatever strategy they talk about in that tutorial. There's so many resources out there that if you set aside time on your calendar to actually absorb the information and then decide how you're going to work towards trying that, you can see real improvement in your work and your habits and the things that you want to accomplish. The next tip is no multitasking mantra. I know this is one that I am guilty of and have really had to force myself to be conscious of. And I think it's part of why I so meticulously plan out my calendar, is so that I know what I'm focusing on at the time. So you want to schedule dedicated blocks of time for focused work. You want to eliminate distractions and resist the urge to multitask. So maybe this means putting your phone in a different room. Maybe it means turning off notifications or closing the door to your office to, you know, kind of make that barrier of this is my work time versus time that mommy can get you a snack and things like that. It allows you to deep dive into creative projects and administrative tasks with greater efficiency. If you are constantly hopping from one thing to the other, your brain isn't ever able to really dive into what it's trying to do. There's this idea of deep work that takes you to a different level that on the surface or when you're doing 15 other things, you can never reach. So besides just photography skills and shooting, consistent habits are also vital for running a successful business. You can apply this towards a marketing sprint. If you dedicate time each week or each month for marketing activities, this could be scheduling social media posts, creating content calendars, building email campaigns. If you batch your tasks, you can avoid context switching. I know I am so much more efficient if I sit down and I schedule all my social media posts for the month. It just allows you not to have that stress of, oh, what am I going to post on Instagram this month? Yes, in the beginning, it's going to take you a while up front to get all of those things, but it I find when I batch things like social media or content marketing, you can think about things more in the overarching goal as to this is how I want to speak to seniors. This is when I want to start marketing for spring mini sessions or cap and gown sessions. You can just think about things as a more holistic view, and you're going to plan things out better than you would be if every day you realize, oh, I haven't posted on Instagram this week and I wanted to do so. Consistent marketing efforts are crucial for attracting new clients and retaining existing ones. Whether you buy into the idea that you have to post on social media every single day, or three or four times a week, or even once a week, the importance is consistency. You want to be consistent in whatever it is that you've set out to do and the frequency that you've agreed to. Client communication. Establish a clear communication process and stick to it. If you are a person that does not want text messages or DMs or phone calls, make it clear that email is the best way to reach you. Make an automatic responder on your DM that says, hey, if you're interested in a session, please fill out this contact lead form or send me an email here. You can funnel clients into a preferred communication method if that's important to you. I know I personally don't like talking on the phone. So sometimes when people call me, a lot of times I want to send them back a text message. I just feel, for me, it's easier when I have other things going on that I at least like to get the basic information through a text. Now, if this is not your style, if you are a person that feels you have better booking consistency when you have that client phone call and you can have time to explain your worth and explain your process, and that's your style is verbal communication, and that, you know, you build a relationship that way, that's great. Whatever works for you and is your preferred method, be consistent, be clear about what it is. If you only check email once a day, send an automatic emailer that says, I check an email every day at 10 a.m. So if you've gotten this, you can expect a response in, you know, this kind of timely manner. I think if people just even understand that your message has been received and this is my business plan, this is my business strategy, most people will be okay with that and simply just want clear communication. You do want a process that allows you to reply to inquiries promptly and to follow up after shoots. Form a habit of regularly connecting with your clients. I know I have on my calendar every Monday I go in. I shouldn't say I. My assistant also goes in with me and reviews the leads from in my CRM and follows up with all of them. Now, yes, when the email came in or whenever the lead form came in, we probably reached out to them then. We sent a text, we sent an email based on their preferred communication method. But we're putting a placeholder on my calendar that every month or every week I go in and I follow back up with that person to say, you know, did you have any other questions? Is there anything else I can help with? Usually if you lead with additional open-ended questions, it gives them a reason to reach back out. You can send personalized birthday messages, anniversary messages. A lot of CRMs will allow you to put in that type of information, or even to create a portal where the person can enter their birthdays and things like that. I know sometimes when people have slower seasons and things like that, they're like, how do I get more clients? How do I get more leads? You know, maybe it's something as simple as that, as all of your newborn sessions, you have it in your workflow that in 6 months or in a year, you reach back out to the person and say, hey, I wanted to wish little Johnny happy first birthday. I'd love to have him in the studio for a cake smash session. And same thing with, you know, anniversaries or different milestones. You can set up systems for yourself that allow you to connect with that person, you know, and it makes them realize that you do care about them and having them back into the studio if it was a good session and experience for you both. And it just allows you to stay top of mind for them. Maybe they even want to have that, but they're overwhelmed or they're busy. You know, they're busy moms too. And just even, they didn't even think about the idea of having a 6-month sitter session. But you can plant that seed and open the line of communication to maybe get that looking to get that next session. You can, well, you can offer loyalty incentives. You know, I know I talk about this a lot with senior rep sessions, but maybe you have a loyalty program that you just remind people of that say, hey, if you had a great session with me, I'd love for you to refer me to your friends. Maybe you offer some kind of incentive of they get so much off the next session and the new friend gets a free 8x10 or something like that. Nurturing strong client relationships fosters repeat business and also positive word of mouth referrals, which I think most established photographers will say is so important. The next habit that we want to concentrate on is financial accountability. Set aside time each week to manage your finances, including invoicing clients, tracking expenses, and saving for future investments. As I've mentioned before in the podcast, I follow Profit First. So on the 10th and 25th of every single month, I pull my expenses, I pull my payments, and I go into my CRM and I make sure everything reconciles. At this point, if you do it regularly, it won't take that much time. And everything is fresh in your mind as far as, what did I buy at Hobby Lobby? Or I drove to this place and I want to make sure that I record the mileage for. If you create habits, if you create routines that make sense to you and that fit your lifestyle and your calendar, it's going to save you time in the long run. It's going to save you that time at the end of the year, at the end of the quarter when sales tax are due and you have no idea what payments came in or what account they're in and things like that. So set yourself up for success. Make future you appreciate the current you. I always love the description in Atomic Habits about being proactively lazy. So it's kind of this idea that if you always put the remote control in the same drawer in your living room every single day, you're saving yourself the future time searching under the couch or searching under blankets or wherever it might have ended up, because you know the last time you watched TV before you left the room, you put it in that specific drawer. It's the idea of if you want to work out every morning, if you put your shoes in your workout clothes, you lay them out the night before, you're allowing yourself to be proactively lazy. You're reducing any kind of friction that future you may meet when trying to build that habit, when trying to reach that goal. So in photography, maybe this equivalates to you want to, I know like I have the habit of, I hate when I end up with multiple days worth of pictures on my memory card that I haven't even uploaded yet. So if you create the habit of every single night, at least upload them from your memory card to your computer into your storage system or your naming thing, so that when you do have time to edit or whenever you've blocked off time on your calendar to edit, they're already there. They're already backed up to the cloud. You're reducing the, I got to go get my camera out of my camera bag and then find my card reader and put it in. You know, you're keeping things in a system, in a place that sets yourself up for success. Reduce that friction that future you may experience. And if it's something that you find every single time that you're running into, like, oh, this card reader just never works. It never reads my card right away. And I have to unplug it and reset it and do a USB, you know, safe removal. You know, maybe all you need is a new card reader. Maybe that small inconvenience is allowing you the excuse to continually and continually get behind on uploading pictures from your memory card because it feels like a chore. It feels like, oh, I can't even get it to work. I'm just going to do it later. So find ways, identify what those triggers are for you, and maybe look at ways that you can fix them. Maybe that means every day you put your camera bag in a specific place in your office. Maybe that's, you know, build these habits for your kids. Maybe you have socks that your kid's backpack goes up on every single day, and you help them create the routine of every day, bring your lunchbox to the kitchen and your school folder on my desk. Whatever it is that works for you, that allows you to plan for the things that you want to accomplish. So remember, consistency is key. Like any skill, developing strong photography and business habits take time and consistent effort. We want to focus on progress, not perfection. Don't get discouraged by occasional slip-ups. If you're trying a Project 365 project and you miss a couple of days, don't give up. Figure out what it is that's creating friction in your routine or goal and make changes. You know, maybe you couldn't think of something to shoot that day. So you sit down and brainstorm a list of 20 things that you do want to shoot, or go to AI and say, give me 15 photography prompts that you can follow over the next, you know, maybe you need that inspiration up front and save it to your phone so you have it handy. Give yourself some grace. Maybe it's the fact that the flu hit your entire family and that's why you miss pictures for those 3 days in a row. It's your project. It's your goal. It's your life. You can say to yourself, I missed these 3 days, but I'm going to start again today and I'm going to pick back up on the project and why I wanted to do it. And just keep going. Don't give up. The key is celebrating your progress, adjust when needed, and keep moving forward with your newfound habits. So, photographers and entrepreneurs, let's embrace the power of tiny tweaks. Remember that small, consistent actions that you take today will pave the way for your success in the future. I would love for you, if something today sparked an idea for you, or you have a habit or a friction that you want to identify and take away in your life, screenshot this episode and share that creative habit in maybe your stories, or tag me in a post. I'd love to inspire each other and to help us all to build routines that fuel our creative journeys.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Photo Goals. If you enjoyed this content, it would mean the world to me if you left a review or send this to your business bestie. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next episode. And as always, check out the show notes for links to all my resources and info.
And as I tell my kids every day, be kind and make good choices.
Thanks for listening to Guiding Leaders.